Ideal Audiobooks presents Cure for the Common Breakup by Beth Kendrick. Narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking.
He's so hot.
Summer Benson nudged her fellow flight attendant, Kim. Even his voice is hot.
Welcome to our flight from New York to Paris.
Aaron's voice sounded deep and rich, despite the plane's staticky loudspeaker.
Flying time tonight should be about 7 hours and 26 minutes. We're anticipating an on-time departure, so we're going to ask you to move out of the aisles and take your seats as quickly as possible.
Summer leaned back against the drink cart in the tiny first-class galley. Kim, a petite Texan with a sleek blonde bob, rolled her eyes and started checking the meals that had arrived from catering.
Get a room. As soon as we get to Paris, we will, Summer assured her. And then we're going to walk by the Seine and go to the Eiffel Tower and eat croissants. If it's cheesy and touristy, we're doing it. I actually packed a beret.
I was wondering why you had 2 gigantic carry-ons, Kim said.
That's a lot of luggage for a 3-day layover.
One bag's half full of scandalous lingerie, Summer replied. I left the other half empty so I can buy more scandalous lingerie. She frowned at a snag in her silky black nylons. These 8-hour flights are hell on my stockings. This pair was my favorite, too. They're all lacy at the top, hand-embroidered. Kim's jaw dropped.
You're wearing thigh highs? All the way to Paris? Do you hate yourself? Do you hate your veins?
When I'm on a flight to Paris with my boyfriend, I don't wear support hose.